Very close friend of mine. Was from Minnesota. And we were together in San Francisco. And then our paths separated, and I didn't see David, Dr. Arthur O'Donnell. From 1942 to 1968, and we happened to get together in New York City, and he called me Cowboy, and he said, Cowboy, why don't you come go to Austria with me? Said he was the president of Wagner College at that time. He had been Luther College, and and the Wagner is on Staten Island, and they have, still have a junior year abroad, or a year abroad. And the classes, they teach German, but the classes are conducted in English. And they operate in the little town of Bregenz, Austria, and the students live with the German, with the Austrian people, who are very friendly to the United States and a very wonderful people. They're a rather poor country. There's very little real wealth in Austria that I know of. 10-4,
what's your 20 there?
But he said, why don't you come go with me? Well, I said, it would be nice, but well, I just don't believe I can get off. So I went down, we flew back, my wife and I flew back to, we're going back to Houston, and I said, well, why don't we go? I think it'd be a good idea. She was very much surprised, and I called Dave when I got back to Houston. I said, were you serious? And he said, yes, I put the itinerary in the mail to you this morning. But we'll go. We had 2 weeks to get ready. And just before we were going to get on the plane, we were going to fly to Madrid, meet him, then we'll meet the Davidsons, and then we were going down to Mallorca for about a week, and then into Austria, and then back home. And I took my daughter Laura with us on that trip. She wanted to know why I was taking her, why she was going. And I said, we're going, we're just taking you, that's all. That's the only connection you have with it. So you have nothing to worry about, nothing to do. We met, he told me about just before we were leaving on the plane. He said, you'd be entertained by the Burgermeister and the, probably be at luncheons and dinners with the governor and the former governor of Vorarlberg, which is a section of Austria, and said, you will receive gifts and they'll expect you to have them. I said, now you tell me. So the only thing I could do was to call the American Brahmin and Breeders Association. You may not be interested in all this. I don't know. They, we went, I called them and I said, I want a statue for the Burgermeister. Dr. And I'll have everything ready. You have all the paper and the horns protected and everything, and I'll put it in a flight bag. And then we got earrings and cufflinks and anything else they had. We took a whole bunch of stuff with us. And I carried that bull, similar to the one I have in the other office, except it was a silver color. And I carried it between my legs all the way, just between my feet. And